Yo, what is popping, fellas? Week 11 recap. Here we come, and we have the full squad. We are finally healthy, and we have Cody and Anthony today. It's good to see two faces, three in total. Speaking about that, Cody, I think it's been 2 to 3 weeks in which you haven't been on the pod. So how have you been, man?
Been all right, man. I think I got a sinus infection or whatever they call it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, no fever, but a lot of congestion. I'm kind of a little bit still, you know, stuffed up a little bit. You get like, you know, facial pain, you know, like those pressure headaches and stuff. That's what I've been kind of dealing with. But I think I definitely think the worst is over. Just kind of going into this week a little bit, but over the weekend I did some fishing, caught my I believe my biggest one ever.
Congrats.
Yeah, I believe he was 9 feet, 9 footer. That's the one I've been looking for. Chilly morning.
Congrats, brother. It's awesome.
Drug my ass in the water, dude. I freaking look up from my phone. I was just going through some messages, and I look up, my rod just folded, and I run over. I can't get it out of the rod holder. And as soon as I did, I had both my gloves on because it was fucking cold, and I couldn't loosen the drag. So it just started dragging me in the water, and I couldn't do anything. I was starting to panic a little bit because I had duck waders on. So if those start filling up with water, you're kind of cooked. Yeah, eventually I just got my glove off my hand, my mouth, and I was able to swim back and start the fight.
Fuck, dude. How far did it drag you in?
Oh man, it must have been probably like 10 feet offshore.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I could not freaking losing the drag, and I was just like, oh my god, dude. And I fucking grabbed the glove from my mouth and I throw it to shore, and it didn't go. It just sunk. I just saw it sink to the in the river. It was gone. My hands are freezing. And then I started fighting it, and yeah, dude, when it came in, I was just like, holy shit, I think that's the one. He was a big boy. He had a lot of girth to him. It gave me one hell of a fight, dude.
God. Wait, yeah, did you say it was 10 or was it 9?
No, I measured it with my 10-foot rod, and there's probably like a foot left, you know, on the rod. I was like, yeah, that's got to be a 9-footer. So, yeah, it took me everywhere, man. It was exhausting getting that fucking fish in, but I finally did. I was just like sitting on a rock, just like grieving in pain.
Yeah, that thing took you to Paris. That's what it did. It fucking took you all the way there. Obviously, insane.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, fucked me over a little bit. So, but we got that one in. So yeah, I've just been, you know, fishing and dealing with this fucking sinus shit, but. Other than that, not too bad, man. Not too bad.
It goes away, man. That's good, though. Congrats again. Anthony, how you been? It's been a week. We see your lightsabers. I'll put you.
There it is. I see him in the back. He's defending.
Oh, dude, I don't have my. There we go.
You can zoom in. There he is. Look at the fucking. Look at the lightsabers in the back defending his room.
Just so you guys know, my mouse is not working, so I have to click it with my finger because I have a touchpad. So if things start to geek out, I apologize. But Anthony, seriously, all jokes aside, how you been, man?
Pretty good, honestly. Last week was a phenomenal week in my EMT class. As you guys know, I did mention on Wednesday. I passed my pharmacology exam with like an 89.5, passed my pharmacology exam. Thursday then was our medical assessment of our skills test. Passed it. Got a 47 out of 48 on it. So big dubs on that.
Oh, yeah.
Then on Saturday, I had my Section 3 exam, and I got a 91% on that.
Dude, so last week, congrats. So
last week, three huge tests. One of them, skills, like active, like with a patient, passed them all. So it was a great time. That's
fucking epic, dude. Hell yeah. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Epic meal time.
Yes. Congrats, so thank you. I appreciate it. We're understanding it. We're getting it. You know, we've just been grinding a shit ton with EMT. It's been going great so far. And now we're just kind of looking at fire departments around here. Honestly, that's kind of what I'm doing, trying to get to know people a little bit more, making those connections. And so far it's been going all right. I need to do a little bit more. I need to do a little bit better on that part, but school's been stressful. But, you know, one step at a time, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll get there. But yeah, everything right now in life is honestly going great. Can't complain.
Good, man. Good.
Except for fucking fantasy. Fuck fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy has been kicking my ass too, but we'll talk about that later.
No, it's not. You gotta win.
In that fucking league I did, but my other one, I'm on a 4-game losing streak. I went from first to fifth.
Nah.
Pretty brutal. Yeah.
But anyway, Zach, how have you been? It's been a week.
Football's been good. I went to Houston and Baton Rouge over the weekend. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to all the homies I got to see. And thank you, Courtney and Dylan and Elena and Dylan and Elena's parents for hosting us. That was a lot of fun. And then I watched some football, I guess, on Sunday in the airport. And fuck, it was just a lot of traveling. And now I'm just stressed with work, honestly. I'm just getting destroyed by work right now, which I'm hoping is just temporary, but I'm really tired. So I apologize if I don't have too much energy, but I'm going to try to snap out of it. That being said, though, it's time to talk some balls, so let's get into it.
Green, 18. Red, 48. Settle down, settle down. Wide, 80. Sit, hut.
We suck. We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
Yeah. So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just right.
This is
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the I'm in the headquarters right now, dude.
Oh man, I love that intro so much. I say it every time, but it's so good. The meaty kitty comment was fucking crazy. That was wild. Yeah, you called him meaty kitty. That was at the end of it. Or maybe I called him meaty kitty. One of us did, but that's fucking
crazy. Meaty
mutt. We miss you, mutt. We miss you. Anyways, we're going to get into the episode. We have a fun episode ahead of us. News, week 11 recap, some fantasy talk, unfortunately, and then week 12 predictions. So getting right into it, we honestly did have a pretty entertaining week of news. I'm going to not go into the news segment with this first point because I want to keep it just to explain how passionate I am about that. Anyways, we're going to move on. Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson will miss 4 to 6 weeks. He's been put on IR after suffering a Lisfranc injury. Lisfranc? Mm-hmm. What Lisfranc. Is that? What's a Lisfranc injury?
It is.
I'll be honest.
It's a fancy term for a fracture, dislocation, or sprain.
Lisfranc? That's how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, what is it? What did he actually break? Do you know?
No. It's just a fancy term for one of those.
Interesting. Well, that is pretty odd, and that is a huge loss. I mean, obviously, that'll probably put them into the rest of the regular season, maybe in the playoffs a bit, but I didn't even see that he got injured, so maybe I'm a bad host and wasn't prepared for this completely. But that is a massive, massive loss for a team that wants to try to compete for the NFC. But it says that he won't need surgery for it, and he's landed on IR, but I want to see – okay, a foot injury. Yeah, so he basically fractured his foot. Lisfranc sprain. What the fuck? I've never heard of that, so I apologize if I'm missaying that. But that's a massive, massive L for the Eagles. And look, man, we'll talk about this most likely later. Maybe we don't have them highlighted in the game, but I do want – okay, we do. I do want to talk about that. The Eagles just know how to win, man. The Eagles just know how to win. That's a big loss, but the Eagles know how to win, and Lane Johnson has been a big part of that. But we'll see how they do with that. Their division is not very tough, which I think they're kind of going to win that division regardless of losing Lane, but we're going to move on. One of their division rivals actually had some news. Giants rookie pass rusher Abdul Carter was benched for the team's first defensive possession due to falling asleep at the team facility and missing a walkthrough.
Man, oh man. Doing that, man. What you are we can't doing? Be falling I mean, asleep. Like, I don't care how tired you are. Drink some fucking Coke. Like, eh? Fucking get some Adderall in your system. Fucking cup of Joe. Something, man. As a professional athlete, you cannot be falling asleep during a freaking a meeting like that. And if I was the coach, he would have been benched the first half. Yep, I don't care how good he is. The first possession, that's – no. You don't fall asleep, man. Like, you're getting paid millions to fucking play football. So, you know, it's just – you know, I know the meetings are a lot. They're always there. But, like, you can't be falling asleep.
Can't do it. I mean, that's fucking ridiculous for a first-round pick. I mean, I will say this just proves our point, Anthony. Like, we talked about this last week, Cody, with the Giants. Just the worst franchise in all the NFL. Like, I seriously do think that they are. Like, they've had so much fucking talent, and it's like, you fire Brian Daboll, good. Maybe he wasn't the greatest head coach. Wasn't all him. And then we have this, and it's like, this right here to me is the definition of how this organization's ran. Your first-round pick is falling asleep, and you bench him for one possession. And –
man, that's some discipline. One possession?
It's not a disciplined organization. Exactly. And I do want to speak on this because there was two other guys that were benched for a first quarter, and that was CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. If you guys did not know, they played in Vegas, and they were asked at halftime why they were benched, and he said, I'll tell you after the game. I didn't hear anything. I don't think Brian the head coach for the Cowboys' name, Brian – I want to say Shoemaker, but it's – God. Anyways, I forget his last name, but the head coach for the Cowboys, I don't think he ever said anything. So,
Schottenheimer?
Schottenheimer. Thank you. Brian Schottenheimer. I don't think Brian Schottenheimer said anything. So, I don't really know what happened. Anyways, there were some videos that were rumoring that they went out and got caught gambling.
Got caught at the blackjack table, dude.
And we're drunk. And we're drunk. And then George Pickens ended up having 13 receptions and like 150 yards. Absolutely wild that both of them were doing that. I don't know. That's allegedly. So I don't really know if that was the true case. But man, oh man, dude. I mean, that's fucking crazy. But again, the NFC East is just filled with some crazy dudes and some crazy bad franchises, as we see with the Giants. Not to say that the Cowboys aren't a bad franchise or a good franchise, but it is crazy to see that. Titans wide receiver Calvin Ridley has broke his fibula and is done for the season. Calvin, you might want to start betting on yourself retiring because it's about goddamn time you retire, bud. I mean, I'm not trying to be a douche, but it's been a rough, and I'm going to continue to say rough unless someone stops me. No, I'm not going to, but rough career for you, man. I mean, it's been brutal. I don't know what else to say. I mean,
to be fair, towards the end of his career.
It's
been rough.
He started off well, but
he did start off well.
I mean, he has had a rough 4-year stretch, and I'm not going to go through it, but betting on himself, multiple teams, season ending injuries, might be time to retire. This one's going to hurt the fantasy football team. The Broncos are placing running back J.K. Dobbins on season-ending injured reserve. Unfortunately, he's on IR. I believe it was ankle injury as well, so that is kind of crazy that that happened, or a foot injury. I don't think that he needs surgery for it, but I've been told, or I've seen in fantasy and just like in articles in general, that it's not season-ending, as in if they make the playoffs, he could come back. But it's most likely if they make the Super Bowl, he would probably come back in a couple playoff games he might be still out for. So that one's kind of crazy. But again, the Broncos know how to fucking win. We'll talk about that a little bit later. You know who doesn't know how to win in the NFL? Kyler Murray. He's been bad in the NFL, and I'm done.
That whole organization is fucking fried.
I'm defending him though, man. He's just not good. He's not good. He's super athletic, and he's always been uber athletic. And realistically, it worked in high school. It worked in college. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in the NFL. And maybe these spots, the Jets, the Browns, and the Panthers, which are viewed as potential landing spots for Kyler, could work out. But look at those franchises. The Jets, the Browns, and Panthers. All three of those are worse than the Cardinals. And the Jets don't have a quarterback. The Browns don't have a quarterback. And the Panthers basically have Kyler Murray, but a little taller. So I don't see that being very good for him. Now, maybe the Browns could be decent just because that defense is good. But I, again, just don't see him fitting that system. Moving on, though, C.J. Stroud has been officially ruled out for the Thursday night football game versus the Bills with a concussion. C.J. Stroud, man, it's been a polarizing season for him. Not to say that it's been bad, but he's just underperformed since his rookie year, man, and I feel like this team can't get healthy either. They're probably top five most injured team, at least on offense. And it's just been brutal for him. He can't get healthy, and brutal injury for them, and just really Thursday night in general, especially against a Bills team where they probably need a win to stay in the wild card. Not the Bills, but the Texans, that is. I guess the Bills need a win as well just because they're kind of teetering in the wild card hunt as well. This is the last piece of news that I've saved, and I'm going to teeter this kind of between this and fantasy as well. And I want to say a couple things. One, to spit on a grown man as another grown man is the biggest baby back shit I've ever seen. Like, seriously, I think it's so asinine. I think it's even more asinine to spit on someone on a football field. On a football field. Now, there's doing that and getting caught and admitting to it. What's even more asinine and really has completely made me lose all respect for Ja'Marr Chase is that you lied about it. Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended for one game by the NFL for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. If you guys don't know, they were having words, as they typically do. They're both huge competitors. And Ja'Marr didn't have a great game, which we'll talk about in fantasy. And this will obviously have some fantasy implications for me because I do have Ja'Marr Chase, and that's why I kind of mentioned it. He'll be suspended for the next game. However, they were talking shit. I think it was at like the 50-yard line, and all of a sudden, Jalen Ramsey grabs the dude's helmet, throws him to the ground, throws a punch. He gets kicked out. I'm like, okay, what could have happened? Both of the post-game interviews are between these two guys. Jalen, who I've always loved Jalen. Mad respect for him because he talks shit and backs it up. Said, when a man spits in your face, you do what comes naturally. Do what comes naturally. It was either him or Mike Tomlin said that. Jalen Ramsey said that he spit in my face. That was my reaction. Ja'Marr Chase said, I ain't spit on nobody. 30 minutes later, SportsCenter has a fucking Instagram post that zoomed in. Jalen Ramsey is talking shit to him. Ja'Marr Chase spits on the motherfucker. So you spit on a dude, which is complete bull fucking shit, dude. It's Bush League. Bush League baby back shit. You're getting destroyed, which, I mean, the Steelers typically do give the Bengals and Ja'Marr Chase a tough time, but he was having an extra tough time. And then you spit on him and lie about it. Like, to me, that is the worst fucking part. You lied about spitting on someone. To be honest with you, I love Ja'Marr Chase in fantasy. I think it's the biggest baby back shit I've ever seen, and it's well-deserved. He deserves a fucking game for just lying. Like, genuinely, that's how I see it. He literally deserves video a fucking – exactly. I'm like, why would you lie about that knowing how many fucking cameras are on you in this day and age of the NFL? Like, that is the issue that I have. It's not that you did it because people do it, and spitting, like I said, I think is Bush League. But it, I guess that is, like, really bad. But it goes beyond that you fucking lied about it. Lied about it. And he's – you know what's even crazier? He's appealing the fucking suspension because he said if I was to spit on someone, it would go in their face, not towards the ground and land on their fucking pads.
It didn't, though.
It pissed me off so much to see that, dude. I'm like, Ja'Marr, I think you're a dog. I think that you're a competitor. You don't lie about things like that. You don't lie about things like that, and you don't do that. That's my opinion on it. I don't know if you guys have further opinions, but I thought that was complete bullshit, and I'm on Jalen Ramsey's side. I would have fucking took him down and beat shit out of him, too.
Yeah, no, I'm on Jalen's side too. First off, spitting on someone in general, it's technically, you can get technically charged with battery for doing that. Like, if you went up to a fucking officer and you spat on him, you're arrested. Boom, battery, done, right? Like, so spitting on someone in the NFL like that, there's no difference. I personally think it should be more than just a suspension, one game. My personal humble opinion, especially after lying about it and then getting caught, to me, I think that's two games maybe, right? But no, I mean, I think the whole thing is complete horseshit. Like, why? There's no need to even, like, there's just in what you said too. It's a bitch move, right? It is a bitch move. There's no need to spit on anyone. First off, it's fucking gross. It's absolutely fucking gross to even begin with. Yart. But I mean, on top of that too, it's like, what's the point in that? Like, there is no point to spit on someone, and it's a bitch move. It really is. Like, okay.
And like the other thing that we talked about,
I would have punched him too.
The other thing that we talked about before, and I can't remember who spit on someone earlier this year. No, it was Jalen Carter spit on Dak. We talked about this one. He did, dude. Did he just jump up there?
He just jumped on top of my closet's right here. And he just jumped onto the top level.
Jesus Christ, Gatsby, he's overstimulated with the pups.
Yeah.
Anyways, the thing that we talked about with Jalen Carter too is like, dude, you're on TV not just as a representative of yourself, but a representative of the NFL and the people that watch it. You are some people's role models, heroes, whatever you want to say. People look up to you. I guarantee you there are people now and kids now that have watched Jamar Chase spit on someone as the best, if not second best, if not third best, one of the best wide receivers and players in the league and think, that's okay. He did it. I can do it. And that is just a horrible representation of what you should do. Don't do that, kids. Don't do it. That's all I'm going to say. I've spoken my piece, but I really do just think it's bullshit. Like, I've lost a lot of respect for Jamar Chase, to be honest with you. And I think a game suspension is fine. I think Jalen Carter got a game, which is probably equivalent, but to lie about it, I don't know. As an organization, I would seriously think about punishing him more. I think it's just horseshit. Again, like, you're a representation of, like, not only yourself, but, like, a role model, the NFL. Like, it's just bad. Bad, bad, bad. But I wanted to keep that, obviously, till the end because I thought that was the most important news of the week. We're going to get into the Week 11 recap. I'm going to run through all the scores, and then we'll talk about some of the ones that we have highlighted. So, Thursday night, we had the Jets at the Patriots. The Patriots won 27-14. Sunday, we had the Commanders at Dolphins, 13-16 Dolphins. Bucks at Bills, 32-44 Bills. Panthers at Falcons, 30-27, and an OT win for the Panthers. Man, Young kind of owns the Falcons, but we don't need to talk about that too much. It is kind of crazy that Bryce Young just goes for 400 every single year, and it's always against the Falcons. Regardless, Texans at Titans, 16-13 Texans. Bears at Vikings, 19-17, and look out for the Bears. They are in a wild card spot, and I believe they're tied in their division as well for number one. Packers at Giants, 27-20 Packers. Bengals at Steelers, holy belt to ass, 12-34 Steelers. Chargers at Jags, another just belt to ass game. What is going on with the Jags, man? 35-6 win against the Chargers. They just can't put like a couple weeks together. They're either the best team in the AFC or they're really bad. Then we get into the Sunday afternoon games. We had the Seahawks at Rams in a really good game. Really sloppy game for Seattle, but to only lose by two I think is pretty impressive. The Rams won 21-19. 49ers at Cardinals. The 49ers won 41-22. Brock Purdy came back and played damn near perfect. That was pretty cool to see. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Ravens at Browns, 23-16. Ravens won. Watch out for the Ravens. They're only, I believe, a game back from their division now, and that's first place that is. Chiefs at Broncos, 22-19 Broncos. Eagles at Lions, 16-9. The Eagles that won. And the Cowboys at Raiders in just a slaughter. The Cowboys won 33-16. And whoever and whatever they bet on, that is CD and George Pickens, it worked because both them had a game. But we're going to go back to some of the games. Yeah.
I want to bring that up real quick, since that was the last game. We're not even really going to talk about it. I still want to say how ridiculous it was that T. Lou actually thought that the Raiders were going to beat the Cowboys. He said this to me 2 weeks ago. I genuinely think that we are going to beat the Cowboys. And I go, yeah, I don't think so. I really don't think so. He goes, no, watch. I definitely think we are. I have a lot of hope for that game. Like, okay. Poor guy. Here we are 2 weeks later.
He's got to stop watching football, man. They got to fire everyone. Literally fire everyone. Give us Crosby, please. Please. I mean, Max Crosby and Nick Bosa together will be fucking awesome. But, Anthony, the floor is yours because the first game we're talking about is your Patriots, who have the best tied for best record in the NFL. How are we feeling, man?
I love Drake May. I love him.
He's so good. He's so good.
My glorious king. I don't know even know where to start. You know, on my darkest days, he's my sunshine. You know, like it's just no. I'm just kidding. I was gonna keep going on, but I wasn't gonna.
Gay.
No, we're playing fantastic right now. We're still putting the belt to ass to the teams that we should be putting belt to ass to, which is huge. You know, yes, we got a little bit of help for the fact that Sauce Gardner was out. You know, Garrett Wilson was also out. Sure. Definitely take that into consideration as well. You know, good for the Jets. You know, they put up 14 on us, but besides Drake May, of course, there's one name on that roster.
Daddy.
That should forever have his starting job now with this team. And his name is Travion Henderson. Mm-hmm. You're a dog.
Travion Henderson.
Dude, you want to hit the Travion Henderson?
That's
so funny. No, he's insane. He's fast. He's fast as fuck. Like he fucking just like I don't even know really where to begin with that. He's good, great addition, 1,000 times better than Ramondre. Don't fucking start Ramondre. Little Butterfinger over there. Fucking just put in Ramondre.
I just never understood what it was. Like, why was he in the doghouse to begin with? Like, he's clearly more athletic, younger, holds on to the ball. Like, he's better in the pass. The only thing I could see would be blocking. And, like, Ramondre fumbled twice in a game, and they still didn't give him any touches.
He was the running back three for multiple weeks. I wonder if it has to do with something like the same thing that they did with Drake May last year. Yes, I know, running back and quarterback, very different positions, right? Very different ways to learn. But if we remember correctly from last year, Drake May didn't start till what, week 13 or so?
Yeah.
And we that late. Kept Is starting. It was pretty late in the season. But
maybe it was. I don't remember that directly.
Like,
though.
I don't remember exactly. I'm just saying week 13 because I know it was kind of later into the season. But like we didn't start Drake May at all throughout all that time in between before week 13. We started fucking Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, who's kind of balling for the Cardinals right now.
It's crazy. Yeah, and I was like, okay, and then finally put in Drake May. It's like, okay, there's hope, right? I think it reminds me a lot of this situation, right? We had Ramondre and fucking Antonio Gibson, and don't know why we have him, but we have him. We keep those two in there. It's like, it could be better. You know, Travion's now here, and it's like, holy shit, there's hope. Like,
dude,
he just
has an explosion that, like, neither of them have. Like, yeah. It's very, very clear Henderson runs like a 4-3 with pads on. Like, that boy flies.
Yeah,
like, he is
good.
Explosive, dude. Like, as long as he stays healthy, it's scary. It's scary. Like I said last week, it's scary that the Patriots' offense has been so good, and it's literally unlocking another level of being great. Like, you pair that with great coaching and the best run defense in the league, they're going to be a tough out, man. They're going to be a tough out.
I'm excited for the future. Great win. On to next week. And on to the Bengals. Thank you, Jamar, for spitting on Jalen Ramsey, though. I will say I appreciate that because you won't be playing against us this week. So
fucking
thank
bum,
you.
Dude. Fucking bum.
Bum.
Moving on
I'm
to the
Jalen
other
Ramsey's
game.
Side,
I agree. Moving on to the other game that we had highlighted before we get into the Sunday afternoon games. Bucks at Bills. The Bills end up winning 44-32. Look, man, this is highlighted for a couple of reasons. One, it probably could be considered one of the games of the week. We did have a really good
cinematic. Games, but I watched that whole game, dude. It was fucking insane.
Awesome. But Josh also
with six touchdowns.
Exactly my point.
He played it at first. I was a little bit nervous because he threw those two interceptions. I was like, really, man, I don't know. They're kind of giving the Bucks the game right here, and then, dude, he just turned it on.
Well,
which is crazy.
You know what happened, right?
What happened?
Oh, Josh Allen threw that second interception, and Keaton started to chirp, and he hurt him for the second week in a row, and then went for six touchdowns. Mid, though. He's mid.
He's mid.
Apparently. Anyways, what I was going to say, and it kind of just teeters off of what you guys were saying, I think the Bills are only going to win if Josh Allen's heroic. Like, I genuinely think that. I think their defense is not great. I think their wide receivers – look, I love Shakir. He's not a wide receiver one. He's not a wide receiver one. I just know it in my heart. He's a wide receiver two, possession type of guy, and they need help. It's really going to be between him and James Cook. Like, that is the two main guys that you have to let fucking cook, and if they don't and they get stopped, they're going to lose. They're going to lose, and my gut and bet would not be on the Bills in the playoffs, and I will single-handedly say that because Josh Allen – we'll probably play some fucking great game, but lose. Like, I just see that happening. It's just been a reoccurring thing for the Bills this year. And look, they still have a pretty good record, and I believe they're fifth. They're the fifth seed in the wild card or sixth seed in the wild card. So they'll play someone that'll be probably pretty close, but I just don't see it. They feel like a different team, man. Like, in the past, they've had good regular season defenses. And they shit the bed in the playoffs. This year, their defense is bad. Like, it's not good. And it's not like they have, like, a lot of people missing or they have some guys that are missing that are going to come back. Like, all of their injuries are either season-ending or they're fully healthy at the positions that they don't have injuries at. And it's just, like, they're bad. Like, their secondary is bad. Their wide receivers are not great. Their offensive line isn't as good as it was last year, at least against the pass. And it's, like, Josh Allen has to be heroic. And, like, we saw that in this game, but it's, like, can he do this like he's done in the past and not lose to a Chiefs, not lose to a Broncos, not lose to a Patriots? I just – my money would not be on it, and that's all I'm going to say.
Two things about that, and make it really, really quick. First off, going back to your thing, Bills have the number five spot in the wild card. As of right now, at this very moment, Bills and Steelers would be playing against each other, the five and the four, okay?
So that would be a dogfight.
It would be
a game that I would not put money on. Let me just say that.
Two I would of the still most put it on the Bills personally, but
I would if a gun was to my head and I had to pick between them, I'd put on the Bills. Excuse me. However, that just seems like a fucking Steelers game, and they're gonna muck it up. It's gonna be a disgusting game. Is what I would say. Continue. Sorry.
My second point now. Every playoff, even maybe not every playoff because. There's been a lot with the Bills in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's been quite a few with the Bills, right? Maybe we can't remember all of them off the top of our heads right now, right? There's been quite a bit. Right. So let's just go with the past 2 to 3. We can remember those, right? So if we remember correctly, sure, maybe 2 out of the 3 were against the Chiefs, and that's the Bills' kryptonite in playoffs, sure. Yep. But if we remember correctly, every single one, Josh Allen has played out of his fucking mind. Every fucking game. Every playoff game, when it's really mattered, going into the AFC championship, right, going into that phase of it to get there, he's played out of his mind. Who sells it for him? His defense. It's the defense. The defense will sell it every time for the Bills. They need to fix something up there, I personally think. Yes, they need to fit. They need to get probably a star or a stud wide receiver one to go along with Shakir. I think that'd be great. I think that would balance things out so much more. Shakir would be used a little bit more effectively. James Cook is a dog too, obviously. Cook is going to just do his thing in the backfield right there and then run it upfield, or if not, Josh will too. But I genuinely think it's the defense that needs a little bit of help. That's what I'm going to say.
What just happened?
He just jumped down.
Did
Jesus Christ, dude. From my closet, like all the way down, and I was just like nervous that he's gonna land on my laptop, and I just cleared a spot for him, and he just fucking went for it.
Eakin, man, you gave him the assist, but no, I agree, Anthony. I mean, I don't know. It's gonna be really tough for them to win, dude. I seriously do think that they should have made a move for a wide receiver, and there's just too many holes. There's too many holes, and the thing is, though, it's like the AFC just doesn't have a team that I would bet my money on winning a Super Bowl. Like, the Chiefs have been that in the past, but the Chiefs might not even make it. They're not even in a wild card spot right now. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. It's going to be tough. Man, it's fucking crazy to think that if we were doing power rankings right now, I think I would go with the Patriots being the best team in the AFC, but that's beyond it. Sunday afternoon, the Seattle Seahawks and Rams game was 21-19. Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts, and he was seeing a lot of them. He threw four interceptions, and they were bad. Like, bad, bad interceptions. His kryptonite is when defenses get interior pressure, and Seattle is just filled with dogs, dude. Their defense is great. I mean, I was saying this in the group chat. I think Seattle, Rams, and Houston are the top three defenses, and you could probably put them anywhere in that order. But Seattle, they play a basic defense. They don't get intimidated, and they have some guys that just are strong as oxes up front. I mean, they got some fucking defensive backs that know how to hit. Witherspoon, absolute dog. Safeties are great. Seriously, they have probably the most complete defense in the league, and a lot of people called that, but I didn't think that they would be this good. But again, I've said this from the beginning. My dad said this from the beginning. Cody said this from the beginning, and Ant, you've had your worries as well. Sam Darnold, when it matters, he does not play great. He doesn't. Sam Darnold, and maybe this will be my stat of the week, and I'll just say it early. Sam Darnold leads the league in interceptions since 2024. Yeah. He leads the league in turnovers since 2024. It's not a great stat to have. And throwing four interceptions and losing by two, you got to be fucking pressed as a Seattle Seahawks fan, especially a Seattle Seahawks fan that loves defense, because your defense played great. Matthew Stafford had the lowest yards per attempt, or yards completed per attempt, one of those two stats, in his career as a Ram. I mean, it's not like the Rams' offense was fucking going. Like, they had 74 rushing yards in the first quarter. You think, okay, Seattle, you know, they're known for stopping the pass because they have great cornerbacks and a great secondary. Actually, I'm just going to say it, the best in the league. The Rams run for 74 yards and then don't do shit. They don't do anything for the rest of the game, and they have, I believe it was a 26% success rate against Seattle in the run. So it just was one of those games where if you're Seattle, you can be, I feel like, excited is not the word, but I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. I think encouraging is the word. I think it's encouraging that you lost by two and you turned the ball over four times. However, Sam Darnold seeing ghosts is never going to change. That is going to be the reason why he never wins a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. He just gets antsy. He gets antsy.
Yeah. Just kind of a side note. I feel like this year we've seen just a lot of guys, you know, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Mac Jones on the 49ers having to take over. And, you know, well, Daniel Jones having his kind of his stardom with the Colts, but just so many guys that are just so fraudulent, and there's reasons why they haven't been successful on other teams. And it's like all these other franchises that are kind of desperate to get something going, take a chance on these guys, and, you know, other fans of teams that have had them in the past being like, listen, like, don't be shocked when he has that backup QB, that third string QB moment, that, you know, not being able to get it done. And I feel like we're kind of seeing that, and not saying that's, you know, going to be the future for Sam Darnold every week, but it's just this, I feel like this season in general, we're just seeing a lot of guys that are not normally in that starting role and have been a backup, or, you know, have had their names called, and they just have kind of done average or just completely below average. But then it's like they have that one season where everybody's like, holy shit, man, they're fucking cream of the crop, the best thing since sliced bread. And then when they have that typical season that they normally have on some other team, then people are like, we told you so, we told you so, we told you so. And it's like, you know, I think we're seeing that a lot this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just tough.
I do want to speak on that. Sorry, Zach. I do want to speak on that real quick, though, because I talked to Zach about this like last week, I think. I don't like how we're just gonna do the Sam Darnold. We're mainly gonna do Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones here. I won't include Mac just because it's a good example, but at the same time, the Niners have been injured as well, so I don't really want to add on Mac into that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna add in Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold for this one, since they are on good teams and they are playing very well. Not saying Mac hasn't. Niners just have been injured. A little bit more unfair to put them into that category right now, but into this, what I'm about to say. But I think they're finally figuring out their rhythm, right? We saw Sam Darnold ball the fuck out with the Vikings, right? Like, for the most part, the entire season, he balled the fuck out, and he got traded to the Seahawks, or he got signed with the Seahawks, whatever it is, right? Daniel Jones went to the Colts. I think, yes, they're finally having the correct weapons that they need, but I think it's okay every once in a while for a quarterback to still have a bad game. I mean, in my opinion, I think it just fucking happens. Like, yeah, sure, it's going to be a really bad one at times, but, like, every quarterback experiences it. I mean, for example, Brock Purdy, he's experienced that before, and he's your guys' star quarterback. Like, I think it can all wrap around into that circle, in my opinion. I don't think it's just because he's going to that third string, back into his third string days of being a quarterback, and he's going to fuck up that bad. I think it just happens. I think you're just going to have – sometimes quarterbacks are just going to have those kind of games. But that's just the way I look at it too, though.
I think that argument's pretty tough too, because like we saw this with Daniel Jones against the Steelers, and it was like, man, they got belt to ass. Which again, if you turn the ball over four times, you would expect to get belt to ass. And clearly that wasn't the case with Seattle and the Rams. But I think Darnold is different than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was in a bad system for multiple years. And right. We see what's happening with multiple players. So I think that's a different topic. Baker Mayfield's another guy that I can think of that you can kind of compare it to, but Baker has completely, I feel like, put those rumors behind him and just like thoughts and opinions behind based off of how he played in the past because of his playoff performance. I don't know how Daniel Jones is going to play in the playoffs because he's only been there once and I don't think he had a great game. Maybe he had a mediocre game or a good game. I don't remember how it was. But I can tell you, Sam Darnold, when things do matter, he doesn't play well. He didn't play well in the with the Vikings last year when it was at the end of the year. And even in that clinching game where I believe they made the wild card because of it, he didn't play well. And then in the playoffs, he did not play well. So, again, I don't want to say Sam Darnold can't turn a page and turn a corner. But there is a sample size, I think, with him specifically. And – look, man, if I was to put my money on it, I would put my money on Seattle losing because of Sam Darnold. That's all I'm going to say. Not hating on them, I do think that they're the second best team in the NFL behind the Rams, and I think those will be the two best teams in the NFC besides maybe the Eagles because the Eagles win, but and that's my thought process with it. Chiefs at Broncos. The Broncos have finally fucking done it, man. They've finally done it. They beat the Chiefs 22-19, and look, they have a commanding lead in that AFC West, and another team that won, Lions and Eagles, 16-9 Eagles. I wanted to bring both these teams up, and it was highlighted probably for this reason. Both these teams are the exact same teams, but they're in different conferences. And it's not that they're the exact same personnel. They know how to fucking – and this is why I say they're the same teams. They know how to win. They have game-winning drives. By the way, unreal stat, Bo Nix leads the league in game-winning drives – this year with 5, and he is 4th all time in his first 2 years already, and the season isn't even over. He has 5 game-winning drives this year. The Eagles are basically what the Chiefs were last year, winning every single close game. It seems like they are in a close game by 7 points or less every single time, and realistically, they're winning. Both these teams know how to win. Both these teams are at the top of their conferences because of it, and God, it's fucking awesome to see the Chiefs just losing. It's awesome to see them not in a wild card. It's going to be even more awesome if they don't make the playoffs. Now, Anthony, we talked about this. Their remaining schedule is very easy, which kind of sucks. But fuck, man. It would be awesome to see them lose.
I
dude, it would be awesome. It'd be awesome.
Like, are the Chiefs in trouble? That'd be so
they
good.
Are in trouble.
They are.
They are We're in trouble. Shambles. I mean, last year.
Love to see
this
it.
This was the thing. They were, I believe, 10-0 in one scored games. This year, they are not 10-0. And you're seeing why they're. What is their record? Are they 6-5? Or 5 is the Chiefs? 6-5. I believe they're 6-5, right?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think they're 5-5.
Or no, they're 5-5 because they had a bye week. Thank you. Thank you. And we're seeing why they're 5-5 or very close to 500 because they're losing some of these close games. And like the Broncos, they've closed that gap. It's fucking awesome, dude. I'm loving it. It's crazy to think that the division is kind of flipping on itself, similar to how it was when Peyton Manning was there. But that is an interesting topic that we could talk about a different time. And then I left the 49ers at Cardinals, 41-22. The 49ers won just because I wanted to wait so that we could talk about this last. Look, man, I think the defense came out and they made a statement game. They played really well, and realistically our passing defense isn't great. But if you saw Jacoby Brissett's stats before that game, and I don't want to bring fantasy into stats because it's very convoluting, I feel like. But he's been averaging 20-plus points a game in fantasy. He's averaging 250-something yards, I believe, and 2 touchdowns on an average. And he got most of the 22 points in I don't want to say trash time, but like in the count. Like this game was put away at the end of the third quarter. Brock came out. Brock played – look, he looked like he was vintage Brock. Brock came out. He played very, very well. Had a QB rating of 133, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The one thing with Brock, though, you can kind of tell he's a little rusty or maybe a little worried about his toe because he wasn't moving as much as he typically would, at least with scrambling. But he stayed in the pocket. And the main difference between him and Mac is, number one, he knows that offense so much better than Mac, and Mac knows the offense, but not that well. And two, the command of the offense, it's just – so much different. Brock has, I don't want to say a certain aura to him, but he really does have a certain aura to him, and he's starting to understand play calls, and he's being able to audible, and Kyle has just more trust in him, I feel like. Not to say that he doesn't trust Mac, but what a game from Brock. What a statement win, and we're still in it, man. We're still in it. I believe we have the 5th or 6th spot in the NFC for the wild card. And
you have the 7th.
Oh, 7th. Fuck. I forgot the NFC is just absolutely fucking stacked. Who has the 6th? The Bears?
The Bears have the 3. The Packers have the 6.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Whoever's winning that division.
It's the Eagles, the Rams, then the Bears, the Bucks, then Seattle, and then Packers, then you guys.
Fuck, dude. That division's going to be so difficult. Well, I mean, the NFC West is, but I should have said the conference is going to be so difficult. There's just so many bangers in that fucking conference. And the Bears are another team that we could talk about. I mean, they're winning their division right now, but that is just insane. Anyways, I thought it was a good game. Cody, I don't know if you have any more thoughts, but that's what I think.
I was able to tune in right at the end. I was working. Wasn't able to watch the game too much, but I was happy with the score. Saw that Brock Purdy was getting the start, and I looked at his stats at the end of the game and saw that he balled out. You know, he came out after being pretty rusty and obviously not playing at all as of recent. And, you know, he did what he needed to do, and he took care of business. And it's just kind of, you know, just keep on trucking. I feel like it's just, you know, slapping the Band-Aids on the wounds at this point on this team and just, you know, just got to keep winning.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, realistically, that's what it is. And we have some big games coming up, especially for NFC talk and implications. So we got a big one this next week, which we'll talk about. But, again, solid win. And I really do think the blueprint is to create some turnovers for the defense, to hit some people in the mouth and come out swinging and have that offense just kind of take over. And I'm hoping Brandon Ayuk can come back and kind of attribute to that as well. Cody, it sucks, dude. It sucks that you missed the last 2 weeks because you could have talked about 2 out of your 3 dubs.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting fancy, and it's your time to shine, Cody. So
yeah, you
crash out.
Yet again, 3-7-1, number 12 in the league, dead fucking last. You know, love T. Lou. He sent me something, 2 or 3 weeks ago? It was like 3 weeks ago, right before I think we got those two dubs, and he said, "Hey, we're on the up and up. I'm making some moves." And it was just another, you know, just disappointing fucking loss. Chase Brown, 18 points as our best player. Zay Flowers, yet again, mid. I think he's been on the mid fucking list this entire fucking season with like 9 to 11 points. And then Falcons defense with a whopping fucking 4 points. They were like, what, 10th in the league? For defense last 2 weeks, well, they obviously didn't fucking show it with their whopping fucking 4 points. I mean, my fucking left testicle could have gotten more fucking points than four. I mean, like, that's like, Cody, like, come on. Like, it's just ridiculous. We're 3-7-1. Like, there's no doubt in my fucking mind that I'm running the beer mile. It's just, it's not happening.
Hang on.
There's no possible way that you do worse than us. It's ridiculous. I mean, like, at this point, I was like, just start dropping guys. Start
this week, Cody. I put up like 60.
How many did we put up?
You guys put up 96. Somebody check.
96. That's probably the fucking season high right there.
I put up 96. Okay, Cody.
I mean, it's literally to the point where it's like, I mean, like, what do we even try anymore? Like, do we even set a roster for this week? Like, it's like, it's very, very clear that we're probably not getting over 5 wins this season. And I love you, T. Lou, but I mean, it started with how you drafted. I mean, it really was. That was probably the most piss poor draft I've ever seen in my life. You might as well, you could have auto drafted and did better. You know, it's just one of those things. So on to Anthony.
Here's the rest. Here's the other three really incredibly mid players, that you had. Rashad White with 8 points.
Great.
Emeka Egbuka with a 9, and then Perfect. You had Jalen Waddle with 8.
Jalen Waddle with 8. You know, that's fucking fantastic.
You also had Michael Wilson on your bench that put up 33 points.
Yeah, I don't know. At this point, it's just like I better get, you know, into beer mile shape. It's just that's what it's looking like. I mean, it's just the draft. I already knew it. As soon as I saw the fucking draft, we're at 52 minutes. I'm gonna stop talking. But as soon as I saw the draft, I'm like, Tyler. I mean, a 10-year-old probably could have drafted better. Auto draft would have drafted better. I feel like he honestly wanted to see me run the fucking beer mile.
Cody, you guys are averaging 100.7 points a game.
I mean, fuck, man. Have we even hit that? Have we even hit a fucking 100 points this season?
Yeah, one.
Actually,
I don't think in any of the games that you've actually reviewed, you have.
I mean, dude, like, what do you even do? You just, you know, it's just, at this point, it's like the Civil War. You grab your fucking white towel and you just swing it in the air as fucking fast as you can, because there is no fucking way that we're not going to be anywhere other than 12. I mean, I honestly think, like, T-Lou wanted to see me run the beer mile. He wanted to see me do the punishment, because it's been years and we agreed on this. We'll split the money if we ever win. But after seeing that draft, I'm like, dude, what, like, did you take fucking ketamine before drafting that fucking team? Were you on speed? Like, was there fucking something going on in your brain? Love you, T-Lou, but that, it's just, you set me up for failure, pal. On to Anthony.
Yeah. How did your team do, dude?
I'm running the beer mile after this week. I lost week 11. I'm now in 7th place, 4-6-1. I put up 66.5 points this week, boys.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, the team played like shit. There's just no words. My best fucking player was Jared Goff with 12 points. 12 points. My quarterback. My most mid player was Javonte Williams with 10 points. That was the only other player with double digits.
That's pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie.
And then my worst player was everyone fucking else. Let me read it off to you. Ashton Jeanty, 9 points. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6 points. DK Metcalf, 9 points. Luke Musgrave, 0.9 points. David Montgomery, 4 points. Chase McLaughlin, 8 points. Pats defense, 5 points. You got to be shitting me. You got to be absolutely shitting me. The team took a shit. I gave up. Like, at first, halfway through the morning, I was like, okay, this could go well. I mean, there's opportunities happening. It could happen. I think, like the beginning or the mid of middle of the afternoon games, that's when I just stopped looking. I was like, yeah, oh, well, I lost to John. But on the bright side, I did beat John in our Dynasty League also, because we played each other this week in our league and then in Dynasty. I kicked his ass in Dynasty at least, so I'll take that as a win. But still, 66.5 points. God damn it. Fuck.
That's pretty bad, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, go Zach. I was laughing so much. I'm running the beer mile.
Oh man. Excuse me. Yeah, so I won in week 11 in a pretty big win. I'm number 5 in the league at 6-5 now. Best player 2 weeks in a row, Travion Henderson, 32.3 points. Most mid player, again, kind of similar to Cody's Zay Flowers, I believe it was. Cortland Sutton, the last 4 or 5 weeks has been my most mid player every single time with what seems like 9.9 points every time, just like he had this one. And the worst player, Jamar Chase, 6 points. Don't even want to speak about him again. Absolute bitch shit, and you put up 6 points. You are a fucking pussy. Sorry. What a fucking pussy. Stat of the week. We do not have one. I kind of mentioned one earlier, but we're going to get into our last segment, and that is the week 12 predictions. It's time to have some fun. This is going to be a bit difficult a mouse or anything to see. So I'm going to try to touchpad this, and we'll go from there. But Thursday night, we have the Bills at the Texans. I'm not even going to play around with this. CJ Stroud's not playing. I think we're all going to go with the Bills, unless I'm incorrect.
Nope. Bears.
Bears.
Okay. Cody, are we going Bills?
Oh, yeah, Bills. Sorry. I thought we were all in unison on that.
No, no, you're good. Cool. Sunday morning, moving on to the first game, we have listed Steelers at Bears, and I think you guys were screaming Bears, and that's going to be unanimous because I think the Bears are going to win as well. Patriots at Bengals. Give me the Bengals.
Patriots. I'm just kidding. Out of your goddamn mind.
Give me the Patriots.
Fuck, dude.
I think that's unanimous, Anthony, just because you're a fan, so I'm not going to ask you.
Giants give me the Lions.
At Lions. Lions. I think the Lions come back and give Delta ass. Vikings at Packers.
Give me the Packers.
This is a trap game for the Packers.
Give me – go, Pat, go.
Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well. I mean
– when are we all going to disagree?
Seattle Seahawks at Titans. That's not changing. Seahawks. We're all in unison again because no one's picking the fucking Titans in that one. Colts at Chiefs. Maybe this is where things change.
I'm going with the Colts as well.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think they're going to bounce back. That's going to be my opinion, and that's where things change.
Boo. You want them to go to playoffs. Boo. That's what you're basically saying.
No, I don't, but I just feel like the Colts haven't played too many people, and they're not ready for a pissed-off Chiefs. Jets at Ravens. I'm going to pick the Ravens. I think we all are going to agree with that. Browns at Raiders.
This may be the meme matchup of the week, boys. This may be our meme matchup of the week. I'm not going to lie.
Give me the Raiders.
Give me the Raiders.
Give me the Raiders, dude. Browns. The fucking – yeah, give me the Raiders.
That defense is way too good. That offense is going to take a fucking shit, but I respect the pick. Jaguars at Cardinals. I think the Jaguars won. Eagles at Cowboys, probably in a closer game than we think, but I think the Eagles win because they win every game.
Falcons.
Unfortunately, Falcons at Saints.
Wait a minute.
I feel like this is a trap game. Michael
Penis is out and Drake London's out.
I'm going with the Saints.
Oh, all right. We'll go with the Saints then.
Saints.
Nice. Bucks at Rams, potentially an NFC playoff game. I'm going to go with the Rams. Cody, did you say the Bucks?
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
Wow, dude.
Give me the Bucks.
Panthers at 49ers in our last game and last prediction.
49ers.
Monday night football, I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. And Anthony is going to be different.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I'm going to the Niners.
Okay.
I had to pull you there. I had to pull a Bubby.
Vikings at Packers. God, dude. I have a feeling the Vikings are going to win. I'm going to I don't really care.
We have that feeling every fucking time. And then guess what happens? They don't win.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Fuck it.
All right. Be different. Be a loser over there.
Yeah, that's it, though. Man, I can't pick the Raiders, man, with how bad they've looked. But now we're in. Lots of laughs with the fantasy football talk. That was fucking hilarious. But we did pretty good. You guys got anything else?
Nope. Go Patriots.
Go Niners.
Go Patriots.
Let's hope the Rams in Seattle lose and that the 49ers and Patriots win. Please like, subscribe, comment, and we shall see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.